You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 282. We are resuming our countdown to kickoff episodes, and today is about day number 68. It's all about Mike McGlinchey. McGlinchey is a senior from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where he attended William Penn Charter High School. He does play at left tackle, and he is 6'7.5" and 310 pounds. We'll look at his recruitment, his path to Notre Dame, and then discuss a little bit about his first few years at Notre Dame, and then our expectations for this fall. So to get started with his recruiting, Randall, tell us a little bit about Mike McGlinchey as a high school player and his recruitment to the Irish.
Yeah, he was a four-star tackle coming to Notre Dame. He was 131st nationally on 24/7. And during his high school career, he actually started out as a tight end and ended up on the offensive line. But he played almost all the positions. So he never played any defensive back, but he played a lot of positions, both sides of the ball. But obviously, tackle or offensive line is where he was supposed to play. Then as his senior year, he was actually the captain on the team, and obviously shows his leadership skills. And he also played basketball. So he's pretty busy his senior year. And one interesting thing about him is, as far as relations, he's actually a first cousin to Matt Ryan, the Atlanta Falcons quarterback. So they're actually first cousins. And I just saw he tweeted out just today or a couple days ago that you know, just some news on Matt Ryan. They're retiring his jersey number for Boston College, but I wouldn't have known that they were related at all. So kind of interesting fact.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
So he was recruited by Notre Dame. He committed almost a year before signing day. So he obviously knew early on where he wanted to go to school. And then he came to Notre Dame, and he actually didn't play his freshman year. I mean, like most offensive linemen, he didn't get any playing time his freshman year. Try to get up to the size that they wanted him to be.
And then, as a sophomore, he did play in all 13 games, but didn't start on the offensive line until the bowl game against LSU, where he started at right tackle, and then he started all of last year at right tackle as well. And okay, we all know he's a great player. We expect great things. He moved over from the right tackle to the left tackle to replace Ronnie Stanley. And he is a senior. He didn't play as a freshman, so he would have another year of eligibility remaining. But I do expect Mike McGlinchey to head off to the NFL after his senior season. Do you expect anything different from that, Randall?
I've kind of gone back and forth on this, but with all the talent Notre Dame's getting, I think he'll have a great year, and I don't think he'll come back for a fifth year.
And he shouldn't, because Pro Football Focus has him ranked as the number one offensive tackle in all of college football.
And, yeah, Notre Dame got lucky having Ronnie Stanley come back for his fifth year, but I don't think that'll happen with McGlinchey. He started all 13 games last year at right tackle. And I guess the only way he would come back is if, you know, there'd be some kind of injury or something. But this is the year that Notre Dame does not get hit by the injury bug, so he should be good to go by the end of the year.
And so last year Notre Dame's offensive line played terrifically, and I expect a lot more of the same. Last year McGlinchey, according to Pro Football Focus, he allowed 17 pressures, zero sacks. And so even though he's switching from right to the left, I still expect a lot of the same. I think this offensive line is going to be great, and a big part due to Mike McGlinchey over on that left side. Anything you want to add to that, Randall?
Yeah, I'm going to say that he's going to be one of the captains this year.
I could see that, and that actually went through my mind when you said he was a captain in high school.
So I think he'll be that leader that they need out there on the field. He is majoring in film, television, and theater, so he's not. He's taking a little different path than what a lot of the guys are doing as far as the business school. But yeah, maybe we'll see him in a movie in the future.
All right, that's all for. Oh, Mike Malinche on Twitter. Do you have his Twitter handle?
Yeah, it's BigLynch68. It's the same for Twitter and Instagram. One funny tweet that he just tweeted out, which would have been July 4th. Just remember, he likes to eat, obviously, he's offensive line, but he said, "I'm all for Wimbledon, but not airing the Nathan's hot dog contest on ESPN on the 4th seems fundamentally un-American." So maybe we should ask him if he's attempted to see how many hot dogs he can eat in 10 minutes. I think it's 10 minutes.
Well, usually it's the – well, I haven't watched them, but from what I hear, usually it's these skinny guys that end up winning those competitions.
True.
All right, that's all we got from Mike McGlinchey. Do check back again. We will be going back and forth to catch up. We'll be going back from the last day that we missed and then to the current day. So we'll be catching up here hopefully in a week and a half or so. So check back every day for a few new episodes. Thank you for listening, and go Irish.
Go Irish.